It's time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining us in the studio today, we have Pam Boyd. She is the Executive Director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. A couple of very fun events going on, a couple of important events as well. Pam, first off, it is a pleasure to get you in the studio today. Thank you for stopping by.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Before we get rolling, you're still new into this Executive Director role. How's the summer gone for you so far?
It's been amazing, and you know, I'm so proud of the work that United Way of Eastern Utah is doing in this community. Particularly, we offer some assistance to people who have received a cancer diagnosis. And the thing that's really hard is that to get treatment, you have to drive so far away. And gas prices at $5 a gallon, that's a real hardship for people. And we've had a real uptick in the number of people that are applying for our Live, Love, Local program, which provides gas cards for people to get to their treatment in Salt Lake or where Grand Junction or wherever they need to go. And I'm really excited that we're able to help our neighbors that way.
Yeah.
And it's an important program. And people, it's well-funded. You know, we have great donors who've given money to that program. And I urge people to fill out an application and get a little help. That's one thing you can get taken off your plate when you're in a hard time.
Yeah, it almost seems as if, I mean, you guys have such a key role here in the community that sometimes maybe you guys aren't utilized enough.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, you know, we are a small organization. We're nimble, though. You know, we can jump up and meet a need as it arises pretty quickly. That said, you know, there are other entities in the community that tackle some of the bigger issues. But what we do, we really try to do well. And that brings us to the idea of a special event we're doing on August 13th, which is the Souls to Souls Pop-Up Shoe Shop. And what we do is that United Way of Eastern Utah, one of our big programs, is that we really believe that if a kid is going to school and their shoes don't fit or they have holes in them and so their feet are wet or their feet are pinching or they're just uncomfortable, it's pretty hard to learn math, you know? And think about when you have taken a long hike and how your feet just ache. Now think about that happening every day as you're trying to learn and you're in a classroom. And we just don't think that should happen. And so what we do is we provide shoes free of charge to kids that are referred to from the program. You know, school teachers and counselors and principals, they give us the name of the kids and we just make sure they have shoes. And we were thinking about this, and you know, it's a tough time for families right now. You know, inflation is going up, and as we talked about, fuel prices are going up, and it's just tough for families trying to make back to school expenses. It mounts up quickly, doesn't it?
No one does.
And so one of the things we thought we could do is, you know, expand our Souls to Souls effort. So from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. on August 13th at the Price City Peace Garden, we're going to pop up a shoe shop. I feel well equipped to do this. My dad owned a shoe store in Longmont, Colorado. And so if there's one thing I know, it's how to fit shoes. And so we're going to provide shoes free of charge. And you know what? If we don't have your size, we're going to take your name, we're going to take your number, and we will get you shoes after the event is over. But really excited about that. But in order to do that, we are reaching out to the community right now, and we're having a shoe drive during July. And our collection boxes are located at Zions Bank in Huntington and Price, at Wells Fargo in Price, and at Washington Federal in Price, as well as at the United Way offices at Price City Hall. And you know what? If you can afford it, if you can just spare a pair of kids' shoes, you know, go. If you're, I don't know, if you're upstate or if you're in town and you just see them on a rack, doesn't matter size, we're just a pair of kids' shoes. If you can do that to help us help our neighbors, we'd really appreciate it. So we're asking the community to kind of help me out with that.
How long are the drop-off locations going to be up at those locations?
They will be up through the 1st of August.
Okay. So you have plenty of time.
Yeah.
Right now until the 1st of August.
Exactly.
Souls to Souls, this is kind of, I think it's a very well-known event that you guys put together, but it seems like it grows, right? And I'm glad you mentioned the role of inflation, because it is more difficult for families out there right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, by the time you've bought a couple of pairs of jeans and a couple of tops and then a school supplies list and a backpack, you know, it really does add up. So, you know, we'd like to help families that are, you know, just facing those challenges right now, and we'll give you these shoes. You know, we're happy to do it, and we really want kids to start school with their feet on the ground in good, sturdy shoes.
That's right. So, Pam, before we move on, give me the location of the actual pop-up shop one more time, the time and the location.
It is on Saturday, August 13th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Price City Peace Garden.
Perfect.
Right there on Main Street. You won't be able to miss us.
Fantastic. Again, Pam Boyd of the United Way of Eastern Utah joining us right now. Outside of the Souls to Souls program that we have going on, also July, August, the Day of Caring, you guys are kind of gearing up for this. It's not until September, but really over the next 2 months, it's just planning for the Day of Caring.
Yes, and you know what? We really want communities to tell us what they need done. And so we're asking people if they would, if they have an idea for a project in the public right away. If you see a area of town that trash needs to be picked up, or maybe something needs to be spruced up, maybe some mulch needs to be spread. I don't know what all it is, but you know, just you see something that needs to be done in a part of town, or perhaps you have a neighbor who's having a hard time with cleaning up their yard, or they need a little help with something. We're just looking for projects for people to send out our core of volunteers, and we have a big one. We have a core of volunteers that numbers in the hundreds, and we present these projects, and people sign up for them, and they go out and get them done on our Day of Caring. This year, that's going to be on Saturday, September 10th. But, you know, over the next kind of month and a half, I'd love to hear from people about what they think needs to be done. And that can be done by emailing me at United Way of Eastern Utah. It's our address is liveunited@ewu.org. And or you can drop by my office. We're at City Hall there, or you know, I'm trying to think of other ways. I'm probably try to get something on Facebook, but we just want to hear from people, you know, what needs to be done out in the community, and because we want to get it done.
And if you've never participated in the Day of Caring, you know when it's happening, right? Because you see these groups all over town. It's a pretty neat thing. Where are you guys going to start this year? Has that been decided yet, where you guys start in the morning?
We think we're going to start at Lynn's again. I haven't asked them, but they've been lovely, wonderful sponsors over the last few years, and I just haven't had a chance to get over there and ask them, but I'm feeling pretty confident that it'll be a good spot.
It's kind of a tradition. I would assume that they are waiting on that as well. So, again, Pam Boyd, United Way of Eastern Utah, talking to us right now. Pam, before I let you go, give us all the logistics again on the two topics that we just hit, because that's what's big right now with United Way.
Okay, so we are collecting shoes for our Souls to Souls back to school pop-up shoe shop, which will be on Saturday, August 13th from 9 until 1 at Price City Garden. In the meantime, you can contribute to that contribute to that effort by dropping off a pair of kids' shoes, any size, you know, toddler up to adult sizes at one of our collection points, which are Zion Bank in Huntington and Price, Wells Fargo Bank in Price, Washington Federal Bank in Price, and at the United Way office at Price City Hall. And then for Day of Caring, we'd love to hear from the community about what needs to be done. Day of Caring is on Saturday, September 10th, and we're looking for projects. And those projects can be submitted to us via our email system, which is liveunited@ewu.org.
Awesome, Pam. It's been a pleasure chatting with you over the last little bit. I really appreciate you taking out the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit castlecountryradio.com.